Over the past few weeks, there's been a series of terrorist attacks in the South Asian country of Afghanistan. We reported on a suicide bombing that killed 57 people on April 22nd. Several other assaults carried out yesterday killed 31 more people, including 10 journalists. In one case, a blast went off in the Afghan capital of Kabul. Afterward, when reporters and crew members had gone to the scene to cover it, an attacker set off a second explosion that apparently targeted them. Several international news organizations paid tribute to the employees they lost in the attacks. The ISIS terrorist group, which has been active in Afghanistan, said it was responsible, but it didn't give any proof for that. A separate explosion that happened hours after these in Kabul killed 11 people at a religious school and injured several Romanian soldiers. No one claimed responsibility for that bombing. U.S. Ambassador John Bass spoke out against the attacks and said America stood with the Afghan people in their fight for peace and security across Afghanistan. ISIS, a group that threatens that peace, doesn't operate only in Afghanistan. Its name is an acronym for Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. That's something it's wanted to establish based on its extremist interpretation of Islam. And though ISIS has been repeatedly defeated in those two countries, losing much of its fighters and territory, other nations in the region are taking steps to defend themselves against the terrorists.